Hi, Bex. Here we are at St. Paul's, ready for the Flash Evensong. What's your first impression?
Kind of hectic chaos, but actually quite organised chaos. There's lots of stuff going on, but everyone seems to be, you know, there's no kind of civil disobedience. There's lots of noise, as you can probably tell. Everyone's organised, talking to each other, offering free empathy, I noticed back there. And then lots of posters on the wall. Interestingly, someone's called this Tahrir Square. Some reason. Obviously, the Cairo protests are having an effect there.
Yeah, I've got a picture of that Tahrir Square thing. Do you not think that's kind of a bit kind of incendiary?
Yeah, but I was talking to someone the other week and they said everywhere that's kind of going for a social revolution is renaming its main spaces to Tahrir Square because they want to kind of ride on the back of what's happened there.
Okay, and there's kind of a freak show going on as well, isn't there? Kind of. What's that leprechaunish guy up there doing and things?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I saw someone walk past who I'd seen in the paper, actually, in the Evening Standard tonight. He walked right past me with the red top on and ski goggles. Obviously doesn't want to be identified. But there seems to be, I don't know, there's an interesting range of people here. And it'd be really interesting to see who turns up to the Flash Evensong in a bit, actually.
Yeah, that's the reason we're here, isn't it, for the Flash Evensong. So tell me more about that. At Artsy Honker is the person who's behind this.
Yeah, she's been organising it. She did one on, I think it was Monday. She did Compline. And she's come back to do another one tonight. And basically she's arranged a meeting point, which I think was the steps, but we'll double check that. And then she's got the Book of Common Prayer, which we can access online if we want, and we can go along with her and see how many of us turn up.
So there's kind of hymn sheets online, the order online, the readings online, everything. So it's been quite well prepared, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And there's kind of sing at St. Paul's or something as well.
Yeah, I'm not good at singing, so I'd be interested to see how I join in that. I understand you've got a good voice, Pete, so I'll see you volunteered yourself. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, because obviously there's quite a political demonstration going on here. It'd be interesting to see how those of us from within who belong to the church feel being beside one of the biggest churches in the country, which kind of symbolically has closed, and there's obviously debates about it reopening, and papers are full of, you know, Giles Fraser saying he might, if people get forced off, he's interested in stepping down because he doesn't think that's right. So there's been lots and lots of discussion going on. It's got people talking, that's for sure. And you said you were here the other week, and there's loads more here.
Yeah, I mean, it's grown a lot. It's kind of more touristy, and I suppose that's because I came here very late one night, and so I kind of saw it in a de-tourist zone. All these people with huge cameras taking pictures and everything. It's just bizarre. A lot more police here than were here last time, and it does have the feel of kind of more chaotic kind of feel to things, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's just, don't know quite where to kind of start in here. You can just see tents everywhere you look, really, apart from it outside the Stock Exchange, which I understand is where they actually wanted to pitch them. So, I've seen people on Twitter saying at least it's got people talking about the role of church in the modern-day world, which has got to be good.
Yeah, I'm still divided about what St. Paul's are doing about kind of trying to block it, but I think seeing the protest here and how it's grown over the week, I can understand how this feels more constricting to St. Paul's. There's probably double the amount of tents that were here when I came last week. And so it must feel quite claustrophobic here on the north side of the church.
Yeah, I guess it depends the behaviour people were having to people who were going in, I guess. I mean, if you were letting people come and go, then maybe it could have kept going, but yeah, this is the first time I've come here, and it is quite scary in some ways, just seeing a big pile of tents, most of which are moving quite alarmingly in the wind at the moment.
Yeah, I noticed that. I mean, yeah. The one over there almost blowing over kind of thing.
But at least there certainly seems to be plenty of people around the tents, because the Metro this morning was saying the police had done tests on the tents with thermal cameras and said only 1 in 10 was occupied, to which everyone said, no, the tents are just much better. What was your comment on that?
Well, I saw on the Buckingham Palace somebody put, only 10 rooms of Buckingham Palace out of 775 are occupied, so they're part-time royals, aren't they?
Yeah, it's an interesting comparison, isn't it? And everyone can have their say in the Monday.
Okay, right, well, that's the end of this audio, boo. We'll come back later, okay? Bye-bye.